This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yippee-ki-yay! Take over here in about 15 minutes. I got a lot of news to hit before he takes over. A lot of clips I didn't get to. But here's the big announcement. We will go live tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central for at least 2 hours and take your calls from Canada and other areas, but from the trucker specifically. I'm not going to tell Owen Schroyer what to do. He's a smart cookie. He has his veterans call-in show on Fridays. Veterans, I'm sure, can call in. How about veterans of the demonstration in Ottawa? How about people on the ground there and the live feeds of people getting beat up and attacked? I'm not going to tell him what to do, but I would imagine he's going to have live coverage. And I hope you'll share the links, and I hope you'll get it out to everybody, because the police are descending on it street by street and viciously beating and attacking people. We've already played a bunch of the footage. They now say the word freedom is evil and bad in Canada. I'm not joking, folks. That sounds like a joke. It's not a joke. I have a whole stack of news saying that with a straight face. This is an authoritarian corporate takeover, seeing what they can get us to go along with, and if we'll give our birthrights of liberty up. So Jay Dyer is going to take over. I got some other news I'm going to hit, but Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today, I would guess. Hell, I wouldn't guess. I mean, I give such free leeway to all our great hosts, and I never even tell them what I want them to cover. I just hire them because I respect them and care about them. But I can guarantee you Owen Schroyer is going to be covering what is happening today at 3 p.m. Central. But whatever happens on Twitter and on Gab and on Getter and on all the establishment platforms, non-establishment, Rumble, you name it, people need to get on there. And they need to share the live feeds and the clips getting out of what's really happening, because the system doesn't want that seen. We're also going to create a whole live update section on Infowars.com right when the show ends. There's a bunch of articles up there and there's a bunch of links. We're going to create a live update page for the Tiananmen Square of Canada. So that's what's happening. So we can add all the links and show it all, and also grab the footage, because when footage goes on Twitter or Instagram or YouTube of somebody getting beat up by cops for no reason, including little young people, children, I saw some of it earlier, they pull it down. So that's why independent news organizations are special, why we're important, why you keeping us in the fight is important, because we can grab those clips and post them to the attack on Canada, the martial law in Canada. We'll create a new section titled Martial Law Canada, something like that. Right now, and then I'll just have my crew just upload the interview with Arthur Polinsky's son, the political prisoner. All of it will be uploaded there. So there's a place where that's at, because that's why they want to shut down. They don't want us, when they're carrying out just incredibly corrupt, out-of-control operations, they don't want us on air on 300-plus radio stations, and on over 100 TV and cable stations, and on all these other systems, and reaching you via Infowars.com. I mean, I've been around the left. I've been around the globalists. They are enraged that they can't shove a sock in your mouth and tie your ass up, but that we're still here, we're still fighting, because they're the trash that sold out to evil, and they're the trash that was promised they'd be made a real man. Or a real woman, once they serve Satan. And then Satan goes, sorry, you didn't get what you wanted. You got to serve me more. You got to be even more evil. You got to silence our enemies, and then you'll be a real boy. Think about how disgusting that is, and thank God every millisecond you're not one of these people. But it is an act of total defiance against evil, and it is the defense of the innocent when you share a video or an article from Band.Video or from FutureNews.News. Or Infowars.com, when you tell others, it's a revolutionary act to share this link, and tell those you tell to share it and tell them 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 to share it. Them.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. That's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
It's February 18th, 2022 on this Friday. In 55 minutes, Owen Troyer will host a war room with live calls from the Tiananmen Square of Canada. It's, the footage is just horrible, them beating and attacking people and smashing their windows out, stealing their dogs and children. I mean, I just feel like a coward not going up there and fighting. But we've got to be Christ-like. Christ was so powerful, just annihilated all those people. We're going to have to sit here and take it like Martin Luther King Jr. and Muhammad Gandhi. Everybody knows who the bad guys are, but this is really sick. Owen Troyer. Coming up in 54 minutes, you're going to be hosting the War Room. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, Alex, you know, we're with the Canadian people up there. What's happening today is just stunning. What's happening to Pastor Artur Pawlowski is stunning. And so, hey, we're still licking our wounds and cleaning up from our battles on January 6th and learning from that. So this is the Canadian people's battle here, just like it's the Australian people's battle, the New Zealand people's battle. But we're definitely going to be covering the developments for all 3 hours on the War Room, Alex. The footage that's coming out by the minute is stunning. The police just beating people senseless, disappearing people, arresting them, no bail, no court date, nothing. Martial law, fences going up around the Capitol. I mean, it's crazy. We're witnessing
tyranny.
By the
way, let's just change the War Room's name today to Live Coverage of Canada Martial Law. And let's just, everything will be uploaded there on your channel today. Just start uploading everything so it's on record because they're taking it all down. I mean, this footage here is nothing compared to what we've been showing of them attacking men, women, and children, you name it, Owen.
Well, I can't believe we're witnessing this. This is our neighbors to the north. This is our Canadian neighbors. We shouldn't be concerned about what's going on in Ukraine. We should be concerned about what's going on in Canada. Because that's the real issue, not Ukraine right now. It's the tyranny in Canada that'll come here next.
And put you guys at the very top of Bandai Video, and we'll change it to Canada declares martial law, assault citizens. What are we going to call the page so everybody can share that page and share that link?
War Room Martial Law, World Martial Law, Canada under martial law.
Canada Martial Law live coverage.
Yeah.
Canada Martial Law live coverage. We'll show it all because, the stuff we're showing now is just some stuff from earlier. Them breaking in cars, attacking people, kicking people when they're down, grabbing men, women, and children. And just all of it is truly disgusting. Owen, thank you so much.
All right, Alex, we'll talk to you at 3.
And then tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, if we're even on air anymore, who knows, there'll be a war in Russia, God knows. Here's my biggest frustration. They have busted a bunch of top executives, Facebook, you name it, in pedo rings just the last 24 hours. And we haven't even covered that. The articles are on InfoWars.com. I mean, this is just crazy. So, let me go to a little video we put out five and a half years ago, on the eve of the election, about Hillary wanting nuclear war, and then we're going to come back and hit the other news.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that
she's
the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
In World War II, 22 million Germans, or more than a third of the population, died. 20 million Russians died in that war. And I don't want to say that U.S. and England weren't in World War II, or the Japanese, we were, but we were backbenchers. It doesn't take away from the valor of our soldiers or what they did, or the 500,000 dead Brits, the 800,000 dead Americans, but 22 million dead Germans. 20 million dead Russians. And that was without nuclear weapons. Half of me is like, let's just get it on. Just, okay, you globalists want to blow the planet up? Let's just do it. At least you won't be able to rape kids all day. Speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, here's this footage. It's on InfoWars.com. Facebook LGBTP activists caught in alleged child sex sting operation. And this is the number four guy at Facebook. He heads up the metaverse. Virtual reality, of course. And he thought he was flying to Indiana to have sex with a 13-year-old, reportedly. 13-year-old boy. And you can read the whole article at InfoWars.com, but here it is.
So you're telling this 13-year-old boy that he makes you horny, correct?
Could be perceived as such, yes.
Oh, quit the bullshit, bro. I'm sick of your bullshit.
Good. I won't have any restraint around you if I'm horny. What does that mean?
It means I was flirting. I was talking to him. Throughout all of this, I'll let you know there was never any intention of ever meeting up with him.
Okay.
Bro.
But you did set two meets with him.
That I never intended to go to or
but you set
show
it up
to.
Correct.
And I gave information, location, and all that stuff. Yes.
I mean, how did I find like, you? It's not like I just pulled this out of my ass.
It's true.
You gave the hotel and the hotel room.
Right.
So you set the meets. So you're okay with talking sexual online as long as you don't meet the children.
Is that Brian Stelter's brother?
This is the one time I've done this.
The only time. Okay, so you are okay to talk sexual to 13-year-old Corey because you knew in your head that you would not meet up with him.
That was my rationale.
He asks you what you do. I am the head of a global community development for Meta. That's a pretty good job, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Huge, right? You make good money, right?
What was the title again?
I mean, what is your official title?
Manager of Community Development.
And you said, make out with you, touch you, suck you. Is that what you said?
I did.
Said that to a 13-year-old boy?
I did.
Said my cousin or Uber. He said Uber would be expensive. He said my cousin's rich. He doesn't care. He owes me. He said, ha ha, that would be crazy. And you're talking to this other boy. Can I see a pic of him? Why'd you want to see a pic of him?
Just want to see what it looks like, part of the conversation.
All this stuff. We're hoping that this 13-year-old somehow got a ride here and somehow got up here. And you were going to push it. You were going to be like, yeah, I'll come get you, come back. You were doing that. Maybe because you're scared.
All right, that's enough. We'll add the rest in post when I post it to InfoWars.com, but in Band.Video. Here's the deal. If he just dressed up like a clown, he'd been at the public school with your 5-year-old, you never know. And he's a teacher, 5-year-old, to have their balls chopped off. It's transgenderism. It's a damn cult that want your children's energy. If you don't stand up for them, God is going to let us get nuked. Really gets that simple. Hollywood is cancer. CNN is cancer. They're all cancer. We got to reject them spiritually and recognize what they are, a bunch of lying trash. Please spread the word. Jay Dyer is about to take over 45 minutes of them. Owen Schroyer with live coverage from the police state attack in Canada. And Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 if your immune system is back in stock. 50% off with Rainforest Ultra. Incredible nootropic. 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. And today we're going to be talking about another one of the global elite texts and the Bilderberg Group and how this ties into Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, showing a continuity of plans and agenda over the last century. If we think back to the famous book by David Rockefeller, his memoirs, you've heard me mention in the past the famous chapter, Proud Internationalists. This is a chapter where David Rockefeller says that his plan is known to the world as a conspiracy. And he kind of laughs at this. He chuckles and he says that many have considered me as the head of an international conspiracy to create a world government. And he says, I stand guilty as charged. So within a couple pages, he admits this, and he says that if you think about it, what we actually did as the head of the Rockefeller Foundation and this family essentially donating a lot of money, a lot of land to international institutions, he says we were able to create or help create the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the IMF, NAFTA, and he says that because we've done this for you, you should trust us to be the beneficiaries of the future, and thus we must create a united world government. And then he goes back a little bit and says, let's look at my family's history as a proud internationalist in setting up these institutions. So he begins by talking about the Council on Foreign Relations. He moves to the Trilateral Commission. He moves to talking about people in the CIA that were really close buddies of his, particularly the Dulles family, and how they did have Nazi ties and how this was really no problem because really, everybody, whether you're a Marxist or a Nazi or whatever, they're all looking towards a global government. And he says, so me as a international monopoly capitalist, I don't really have a problem with these systems. These are just systems working towards the same end goal. And really what matters is what works. He says, so I would move around in these different circles with the influencers of various ideologies. So the ideology is not really the issue here. And then he gets into talking about Bilderberg, and he says that this was an excellent project that he said was spearheaded by former SS Prince Bernhard, and then later by Etienne Davignon. And he says that this group also had ties to Catholic organizations like Opus Dei. He mentions this as kind of tied into this with its connections to the CIA. So you can look at the CIA and these entities as kind of being part of, or the busybodies, the worker bees of this global institution. And keep in mind that that doesn't make the socialists or the communists or the Marxists the good guys, because as David Rockefeller wrote in his late 1970s editorial for the New York Times from a China traveler, he says that the revolution in China was a great thing. He says Mao's revolution was a really great thing. He says it's a model technocracy. And he says there's nothing wrong with it. It's just we have to see which strategies and which plans for world government work the best in which regions. And so you can see then that he has no problem with any of these other Marxist revolutionaries or dictators or whatever, because to the internationalist, it doesn't matter what your ideology is. What matters is what works. And in some places, a radical Bolshevik or a radical Maoist attitude or ideology works great to destroy the existing culture and integrate a new technocratic order. And you're going to see that what we're going through today is no different than Bolshevik Revolution 100 years ago, or what we're seeing David Rockefeller talk about with Maoism and how these were great things. And this is a key thing to get here, because we just saw this week, right? Klaus has a bust of V.I. Lenin. We know that the Western elites put money into the revolutionaries. And so if we understand this key point that the revolutionary is typically You can't understand revolutionary movements without understanding where their money comes from. Always ask, where do they get their funding? And then you'll start to see, well, wait a minute, there tends to be a really rich guy behind the socialist agendas. And so what we start to notice is that corporations, private tax-free foundations, this is something the Reese Committee looked into several decades ago, Norman Dodd's famous talk. Why is it that these really, really wealthy people and families and foundations and tax-free NGOs, whatnot, why is it that they're putting so much money into these leftist liberation-type causes that are not really liberation? They're all just about consolidating power and shifting and transferring the money upwards. Well, Rockefeller goes into that in his chapters where he says, well, I got to be good buddies with Zbigniew Brzezinski. I read his books, and we decided we would have to set him up his own little committee, the Trilateral Commission. We'll put him as the head of that. He says, me and Kissinger decided that. He says, and the goal would be that we would have to set forth a new economic world order. He says that Jimmy Carter was my choice guy for this. And this is, he even hints at the fact that Bilderberg was behind the 1970s oil crisis that Kissinger was involved in. And that was spearheaded by Kissinger at Bilderberg. So we start to realize that even in David Rockefeller's chapter on Bilderberg, that there's these admissions that Bilderberg is setting world policy. And Rockefeller says that there have been a few people who stepped up to think at different times they might challenge this international network. And he says Reagan for a little while thought that he might make a move against the international order and challenge the Trilateral Commission. And we can all remember what happened to Reagan when he, for a brief time, attempted to do this. And that's exactly what happens, is that they will, you know, basically take care of you. So let's look at a little bit of Bilderberg and how Bilderberg actually gives us a window into decades ago planning back to the 1950s for the very thing that we're seeing rolled out right now. So remember, just think about these patterns of fake revolutions, liberal revolutions, socialist revolutions funded by really rich people to consolidate, destroy, and bring in the technocracy. That's all it is. So austerity and these different things will be tools that were planned decades ago by the entities like Bilderberg. And remember, that's where Klaus comes out of. Klaus was formerly head man over at Bilderberg. Now he steps into this more public role of head of World Economic Forum. And all that is just kind of the frontispiece, or the front pop version of what Bilderberg represented back to the 1950s when it started. So if we go back to 1955, there's a famous document that was leaked from the Bilderberg meeting back then called the Garmisch-Partenkirchen Conference, and this was back in 1958. And, excuse me, the original Bilderberg is 1955. This was a 1958 meeting. And this proposed in the 1950s the EU common market. So what we start to realize is that the EU common market was not something, you know, 20, 30 years ago. This was planned back in 1958. And it was known from this leaked Bilderberg document. There's actually a book on this, Bilderberg. Well, there's two books. There's Bilderberg book group by Daniel Esselin, and then there's Shadow Masters by Daniel Esselin. The Shadow Masters book has several of the leaked documents towards the end of the book. So what that shows us is that it's not just that they had a plan for EU common market. It's that they had planned for a new world economy that David Rockefeller was talking about back in the 50s and 60s. In the 1970s, they started rolling out that terminology of a new economic order under Carter. And when we come back, we're going to look at more recent Bilderberg meetings that tie in directly with what the World Economic Forum is rolling out right now. And we'll see that this is a completely continuous agenda. In this case, going back 50 years to the original Bilderberg meetings, 60, 70 years back in the 50s, right? And there are about 10 points that are laid out that we're going to look at that you're seeing roll out right now.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock.
Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not in the soil anymore. Most of the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to Dallas Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com. You can follow me on YouTube, Twitter. Rockfin is where I post a lot of the spicier content that you can't find anywhere else. And, of course, here on band.video, futurenews.news, you can look under Jay Dyer and you'll find my videos. And about a year's worth of lectures that we've done now through many, many, many dozens of global elite techs now. And we're talking about the Bilderberg Group as one of these key central cornerstones, you could say, of the coming technocracy, of this century-long, at least, plan to work the world towards a world government. Now, I'm not saying Bilderberg's been there for a century. Bilderberg dates back to the 1950s, almost a century. But in Esalen's book, for example, he mentions a few years ago, I think it was Bilderberg 2009, there was a leak of the plans of Bilderberg that year. So here we go. Let's go back to 2009 and look at this list, and let's see if we've moved from 2009 to 2022 in this direction. So the list has number one, to create one international identity by empowering international bodies to completely destroy national identity through subversion within. Thus, they would establish a universal set of values and no others would be allowed to flourish in the future. I mean, now that we've seen the rise of technocracy, we've seen the proposal of the QR codes, the social credit score, the passports, vaccine passports. Clearly, we can see with the censorship that they are rolling out this plan right away. Contingent also upon this one national identity would be the destruction of the existing nation states and cultures. So degrade and destroy from within. That was key in the lockstep documents, if you remember. Not just that you would have a totalitarian control from these young global leaders that Klaus talked about, right? The lockstep document says these young global leaders would intentionally provoke and roll out the hard-fisted approach, the jackboot approach, to make the population mad. We know you're angry. We know you want to. It's just an angrier world. That was part of the plan, right, to make people. I'm not saying you can't get mad. You have to, right? But the point is that the people like Trudeau are there on purpose to wreck the existing system. This is a key point that a lot of people don't understand. It's an idea of creative destruction. It's a psychological warfare technique to, from within, subvert and destroy the existing system. And when you understand people like Biden and Trudeau and these various ministers and so forth, from that perspective, suddenly their actions make sense. Right? They're not just dummies. They're not just, they're not that intelligent. Yeah, the liberals are so stupid. They don't know how to run anything. Some of them are stupid, right? But they answer to a higher power and higher people that are not stupid. And those not stupid higher people tell them what to do. They have their job and they must complete their job or else they will suffer ruin. And in the case of Trudeau, great example, right? If he doesn't get this under control and bring it in, rein it in, he's going to be politically thrown out. But that's part of the way the system works by design, is that the political class can be thrown out. You know, Biden can be gone in no time, and then we'll get another puppet in there, another goober up there rambling and just basically as a mouthpiece of Klaus and these people. And so it's important to understand that the first point that's laid out from the 2009 Bilderberg meeting was subversion from within. And that's precisely how to understand these people, right? Their job is to muck up the system, destroy and subvert from within. I was just reading a book on the Vietnam War by Douglas Valentine called The Phoenix Project, Phoenix Program, excuse me. And one of the things that the Viet Cong had as their strategy was to infiltrate the structures of the other side and destroy it from within. Just do anything and everything that will mess up the system, gum up the works. So keep doing things that make people mad, keep provoking. And if you do this well enough, then the people will back down, the people will submit, and eventually the existing system will collapse so that you can integrate it into the global order. The next point in the Bilderberg meeting from a decade or so ago was centralized control of the masses by means of techniques that came out of MKUltra, mind control, direct all humanity to obey a central planning committee's wishes. The blueprints of this plan would be chillingly similar to what's described in Zbigniew Brzezinski's famous book, Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technocratic Era. So Brzezinski's classic technocratic book, which we've covered many times here, is the model by which Bilderberg, and remember, these are early old school Bilderberg people, right? Kissinger, Brzezinski, Rockefeller, they're behind these technocratic books that are published decades ago that we've covered. And those books are the sort of constitution of the world government. They're the operating plan. Of course, new ones are updated, like Jacques Attali's book, which we covered last week. But it's the same plan. You understand that the things that happen in our day are not random organic events that just happened, right? History is just one dang thing after another, some university professors will say. No, it's not. It is not. It is, in fact, a plan that is rolling out, at least in the last 100 years or so. It's a plan. And the next point is very crucial, right? Remember, this is Bilderberg 10, 12 years ago. The next point on their agenda was a zero growth society. Now, that's not just population. That's also economy. So they want to get the economy stagnated and the population growth stagnated. And by the way, stagnating the economic growth also helps in stagnating population growth. The sexual agenda that's going on out there right now, that's a big part of zero population growth, right? Messing up the ability of men and women to pair bond so that they don't create more humans. That's the main reason for a lot of the promotion of the extreme sexual forms of degeneracy that are being promoted right now. And it only gets worse, right? It only goes from one extreme to another. Next is going to be the bestiality and stuff like that. And that's on purpose and by design. You have to understand that degeneracy and toxic culture is a key element of psychological warfare because it's about demoralizing the population, getting them to destroy themselves, and thus as a foreign enemy, you have a lot less work to do. If the enemy's destroying themselves, then let them have at it, right? The beta fish, right? With from Russia with love, right? The villain sitting there watching the two fish, right, destroy each other as a model for how Spectre works. So zero population growth and zero economic growth would lead to a post-industrial society, which would lead to Klaus's fourth industrial revolution. So notice Klaus's plan, absolutely perfectly identical with the ZPG, Zero Population Growth Society, and the Austerity Society. What have we been hearing in the last 2 years as a result of the lockdowns? Look how beautiful it was for the planet. Look how the planet was able to come alive and flourish. Mother Earth is now, basically giving off her pheromones. She's alive now. Gaia's alive. And now we need climate lockdowns. That's it. That was always what they wanted to do, climate lockdowns. Now we can have carbon taxes. Now we can have carbon credits based on blockchain. That's all in Klaus's book. Zero population growth is thus connected to a banker-run, IMF-run, World Bank-run, austerity-based society. If you don't go along, we'll bankrupt you. And they just announced right now, if Russia does not back down, they will enact economic sanctions against Russia. And they claim that Russia has hacked the banks in Ukraine. Of course, we all know from Vault 7 that the CIA has the ability to spoof hacks and that they've done that many times. They'll say, oh, it's China. Oh, it's Russia. Oh, it's the Russians hacked the DNC. Oh, come on. Everybody knows what Vault 7 is. Give us a break. The next point after zero population growth would be international treaties like NAFTA, as we said, by the way, would be part of that ZPG, future versions of NAFTA and North American Union-type treaties, as well as integrated treaties in other continents. A state of perpetual imbalance, crisis, chaos. I mean, that is perfectly analogous to what we're seeing right now, right, with the situation in Ukraine, constant war, the situation of these exaggerated pandemics, right? The exaggerated lockdown threats, the new variants. Oh, this variant, this week's variant, exaggeration, and hype up the crisis to keep people in a perpetual state of imbalance and anxiety. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. When we get back, we're going to go through the rest.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Of plan from Bilderberg and how they seem to reflect things that are happening today. Now, I said, by the way, I was wrong. I said 2009. Actually, I think this is the 2005 Bilderberg conference, which its plans match very closely to things that we're seeing rolled out now. Now, remember, they were planning for decades ahead, and that's why this is relevant. So the next point was, as I said, the perpetual state of crisis and imbalance keep the world and its political situation in constant uproar and upheaval. The next point was try to central. These are goals, by the way, right? So this doesn't mean that in 2005 this would all be the case. These are the future goals that we're seeing rolled out now. So what this demonstrates, the reason I'm doing this is to show you guys the proof that what they were planning, you know, 10, 12, 15 years ago is what rolls out now. The next point was the centralization and control of all education. And some of you that know the history of, say, Marxism, if you've read the plan, the planks of the Marxist party, the Communist Party, you know that some of these line up with that. And you probably think, well, this is a bunch of communists, right? How can communists? We say, no, that's the point, right? Communists have always been funded by very wealthy people. Marx was funded by Engels, a wealthy stock owner. Trotsky, Lenin, those people, they got money from bankers and elites in the West. Even the fascists, even those groups got money from industrialists in the West, right? So revolutionary movements, and this is something most people can't grasp, is that revolutionary movements are tools of destruction. And if you can make a revolutionary movement big enough, it can move and impel the world into a new world order. And that's why the revolutionaries of today, according to Jacques Attali in his book, he says now the tip of the spear for democracy and world revolution, liberalism, is transhumanism. That's the future revolution. That's where we're going. But at this point, we're looking back and we're saying, okay, so the communist planks that Bilderberg is promoting, right, the biggest capitalists on the planet, the bankers, the Fortune 100, the Fortune 500, the top universities, the top media people, they go to Bilderberg. By the way, many of them also go to the Trilateral Commission, and many of them are also members of the CFR. I know you guys probably have that chart, right, that shows that the same people that go to Bilderberg are the same people that go to the Trilateral Commission. They're the same people that are part of the CFR. There's a giant chart that the people have drawn up that shows this just in media. That alone proves that this is a coordinated plan. And so remember, the communist socialist plans are just as useful to the monopoly capitalists as they are to the lower level dumb liberals, right? The college professor liberal with a ponytail that thinks he's fighting the system, promoting his communism and his socialism. He's just a tool of very wealthy people. That's it. Centralization of all education. So whether it's the European community, the future American union that they would like to eventually have, where they have a total North American union, the future Asian union, would seek to integrate education into a global standardized education model. Thus, the youth of the future would be completely ignorant of any real lessons of history or any notions of civil rights, freedoms, and liberty. That would all be deleted and done away with. And if you remember when we covered Jacques Attali's book, I covered it in more detail on my website for the members section, but in the later sections of that book that he predicted in 2006, what would be rolling out right now, he says by 2030, 2050, when they roll out the technocratic Skynet government, he says that education will be basically the AI bot that's in your house controlling what you see and what you know about the external world. So eventually, right, Alexa will evolve into some sort of AI bot, probably something like the AMC show, Humans or whatever that show was, where everybody has their own private AI bot or whatever walking around. I think about I Am Robot, right? The Asimov story with Will Smith. The AI bot will be your human assistant, your assistant for your living, for your education. And that will be the medium by which you understand the external world. And they will have it totally controlled such that you will not know about the history of the world. You won't know about the past. So the children that will be born into the 2030 to 2050 period will be completely brainwashed and controlled via an AI assistant tech thing that will be, if they don't already have the Neuralink, sort of mind meld stuff by then, the full-on matrix. Attali says that your education and what you know about the world will be controlled via this bot. That's it. You won't go to, link into a free search engine to figure out, doing your own research. You will accept what the robot tells you, basically. That's what Attali says. And so even though Bilderberg is saying this back in 2005, they're saying that in the future, there will be a single global education. It'll be globally standardized. And you will not get access to information that does not fit with the technocratic myth and narrative. There will be a centralized control of all foreign and domestic policies. In other words, you can't have nation states. You can't even have governments doing their own thing. Everybody will be submitting to this centralized government, and eventually it will be a technocratic, computer-run government. The UN will be able to take on greater and greater roles in determining global policy. Wow, did we see that in the last 2 years? Who has run the whole program about medicine and the technocracy in terms of the stabbies? The UN tells the national governments what is true, what is false, what is scientific fact, what is not. They just dictate it. And so the regional bodies, regional medical institutions or whatever, they don't have any say-so. You submit to what the UN says. The tech overlords just censor and submit to what the UN says. So back in 2005, Bilderberg was saying this is what will come in the future, and we're seeing it right now in 2022. Eventually, the greater and greater evolving power of the United Nations, they say, they hope, will lead to a world citizenship and a world tax. You will be taxed for your existence because you're a carbon-emitting toxic entity. What did we just see when we covered the UN UK transhumanist document? The same idea. The future is biosecurity, by which your very existence is now a threat. You are a biospreader. You are a entity, an engine that's basically just creating diseases. And so since you're a potential bio threat, we need biosecurity, by which the international government through medicine will regulate everything that you do, including your carbon allotments and your diet, and it will all be tied into insurance and actuaries. And they have planned this for decades. You understand this has been planned for decades. They write books on this. So if you don't recognize this and resist this, they're going to do it. And the main reason they can get away with it is that most people don't believe that people are doing this. They just refuse to believe it. You can't refuse to believe facts. Facts, as people on the internet say, don't care about your feelings. Facts don't care about your feelings. Right? Isn't that a Ben Shapiro quote? Facts don't care about your feelings, and that's true, right? I mean, you can't deny this if it's in your face, and if you deny it, you're going to be a slave. That's the point. And they're counting on you not believing this is real and being a slave. Next point. We will create a complete Western world trading bloc. The entire Western hemisphere will be a bloc, and then there will be a Southern hemisphere bloc. And this will be similar to the models of the European Union, which it was the Bilderberg Group that set up and planned the European Union, as we saw. Next will be the expansion of NATO. NATO would be expanded to put pressure on Russia. Whoa, what are we seeing right now? That very thing. Right? NATO was supposed to go away. Right? It wasn't supposed to be this offensive thing. Oh, surprise, it actually is, by the way. And that helps explain what's going on right now. Right? It's not Russia that's at fault here. It's not Russia that's doing false flags. Did you notice that was all those claims a few weeks ago of Russia will stage a false flag? It even says sponsored by Raytheon, like sponsored by Boeing, right? So the very propaganda now even lists that it's sponsored by the military-industrial complex corporations. It's we're living in a Orwell world right now. Russia is not hacking Ukrainian banks. All right. Nexus says we need a global legal system. They're already moving to do that. International courts will be set up. All the nation states will submit to international courts. And if you don't, you'll be called a rogue state, a terrorist state. And then finally, a socialist welfare state. That is the social credit system. That is the universal basic income that will be set up to get you onto their system on the basis of being on the dole, right? And getting you on the dole is precisely how they will control you. You will now be required to have their social credit, their system, their blockchain. I'm not saying all blockchains are bad, but theirs, and that will be the world government. That's what built.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.